we gave our dog, you know, we have a new puppy, Franklin, mm-hmm. gave him a shower for the first time yesterday. He got in the shower with me.
Was it necessary?
I think it was. My wife said, okay, it's time. We've had him a month now, and she goes, he needs a shower.
Does the other animal get bathed?
No, but she gets groomed. She used to get bathed, and then we just sort of stopped that. I don't know why, honestly. My wife used to give her a bath. But I said, my wife told me yesterday, give the dog a shower. And, you know.
Was she just trying to get you out of the way for a while?
A lot of times, I told you I've been emasculated because yes. the dog is tied to me. The dog is tethered to me. And a lot of times I'll walk in and she says, tie the dog to you and bring me a bottle of wine. And so I do that. So yesterday.
I'm not sure BB Shea knows all the ins and outs of raising a dog in 2025.
We have to tether him to you at all times.
Look, I don't know the ins and outs of your relationship. I don't want to begin to learn the ins and outs of your relationship.
Yeah.
But why has this dog seemed all your responsibility?
It's a good question.
I think because when we were given the opportunity to take the dog, I was the one that said, you're going to be surprised, but I really want this dog.
And the existing dog
is hers.
BB Shea is her mother's dog.
We can never...
bond is sacrosanct.
We can never let the new puppy come between her and the... And we haven't. That dog is still hers. There's no question. The new dog is clearly mine because it's tied to me. And when I come in, she goes, tether the dog to your waist, bring me a bottle of wine. Yesterday I came and she goes, tether the dog to your waist, bring me a bottle of wine, and dog needs a bath. Get on it. All right. Okay. So
how often does your dog go out?
I'd say he's out 15 seconds a day.
Don't animals sort of clean themselves?
I'm okay with it. I don't ask. I just, all right.
You just strip down and strip. Turn
were you naked in the shower with the dog?
I needed a shower. I was in from pickleball. Okay. So I was taking a shower. She goes, go ahead, kill two birds with one stone. She goes, I put the puppy shampoo in the shower for you. I hung a towel over the.
Don't mix him up.
Right. So I got him in there. He cowered to the back. Like, what are you doing? I was completely nude. Obviously, I was in the shower. I took my own shower. Mm-hmm. And then I turned to him.
Did you use the handheld or did you use the body jets?
For him, I used the handheld. He didn't mind it too much. You know, got him done and everything.
Then do the dog shake.
But then the dog shake. I confined him to the bathroom. He did the dog shake. And then she said, you need to blow dry him.
What?
She said she had left his puppy robe hanging on the back of the bathroom door.
Wait. His what?
She said, put him... She goes, blow dry him and put him in his puppy robe and he'll be okay. And so I didn't know we had gotten the puppy robe. She's ordered two, his and hers. One for him, one for our other dog. And in fact, yes, there are puppy robes for the dog.
Does
so that he doesn't get wet all over the house, you know.
Now what I know about your dog is that I believe it's going to get large.
It's going to get bigger for sure, yeah.
Will this puppy robe grow with or will this need to be discarded?
I think we'll have to get a second because it fits him now. And I'd say we'll probably a few months from now buy another one. But she found a real good deal during Amazon Prime.
On puppy robes.
On puppy robes. Well, you all know. It's just what you do.
Well, they're hard to find, you know.
A real good quality.
Anytime.
So, bathed him myself. We were nude together in the shower. Blew dry him and put on the puppy robe.
Mm-hmm.
And he did real well. He's a lot fresher and cleaner smelling. And
okay.
It's good.
How often do you anticipate bathing?
She says once a month. She says once a month. And we've had him a month, so it was time for that. And as I took him off and he was tied to me, we both looked back at her like, do we really have to do this? And she said, nobody wants it. Get in there and bathe that dog.
It's exactly his robe nicer than yours?
Yes.
Does daddy own a robe?
I don't even know where my robe is. Yeah. His robe is definitely nicer than mine. It's that nice... velvet or velour, you know.
Okay.
It's very nice. It soaks up the water very nicely. I just read that there are the dual income, no kids couples, the Dinks.
Mm.
Many are going into debt because they have pets. And that's the stat today. Into debt because they see their pets as family. And 70% of them in a new survey have said, we make incredible financial sacrifices to cover pet expenses. We work extra hours. We take on debt. We skip our savings. We forget our own medical care, forego it, in order to take our pets to the vet.
70% of couples with no children.
70% of Dink pet owners say we've splurged on gourmet food, supplements, accessories. 33% say we've gone into debt because of our dog. I mean, that's
debt.
Debt because of how much. 29%. We've paused our savings for retirement so that we can take care of this animal.
Were they fur babies?
They're fur babies, yeah. You know, it used to be you had a dog, you let him loose. If he came back, he came back.
Yeah.
You know, they roam the neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, how if you drive through some more rural areas, sometimes you'll see a dog untethered. And it blows your mind because you were so conditioned to seeing animals on leashes.
Now.
And if I guarantee you, if you were to talk to the owner of that dog and said, you know, shouldn't your dog be on a leash or shouldn't it have a fence? He goes, nah. He'll learn. The smart ones learn to get out of the road. The dumb ones just get run over.
That's it. That's just how it is. You know, you just get a mutt, and you've got him, and he comes back for the food, and he's on your front porch, and that's it. That's how our dog was. That's how old Judd was growing up. Totally different now. In fact, I had someone tell me recently that they have a dog that 3 days a week they take him to puppy daycare just so he can get exercise and be with other dogs. They don't have
his peers.
It's peer. Yeah, his peers. They don't have to. 3 days a week, he goes to puppy daycare. They're home. You know, they take him to be played with other dogs.
Dog on dog.
Dog on dog. They don't have to. They just do. That's expensive. Now, that's where there's a big expense coming in.
Do you foresee this down the line when your children are out of the house?
No. We're not crazy. Yes, we have puppy robes. Yes. Okay, we have that. Yes.
Not crazy.
Yes, he's tethered to me at all times. There's a bag of Kittle on my hip at all times. It's like a colostomy bag, really. At the end of the day.
So yours gets smaller.
Yeah. At the end of the day, that's what it looks like. Yes.